ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, 26.
Satyam Saucham Tayakshantis Tyagah Santosha Arjavam Shamodamastapah Samyam Titikshoparparatihishrutam Jnanam Viraktir Aishwaryam Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih Svatantriyam Kaushalam Kshahakanthir Dhairyam Mardhavamevacha Pragalbhyam Prashrayah Shilam Saha Ajo Balam Bhagah Gambhiryam Stairyam Astikyam Kirtir Mano Anahankritih Ete Cha Anye Cha Bhagavan Nitya Yatra Mahagunah Prathya Mahatvam Ichchadbhir Na Viyanti Smakkarhichit Tenaham Gunapatrena Srinivasena Sampratam Sochami Rahitam Lokam Papamana Kalinekshitam.
So this is the shloka for today actually, which is all part of one. So it's a very long purport. It's not very long. So please repeat.
Satyam Saucham Dayakshantih
Satyam Saucham Dayakshantih
Yagah Santosha Arjavam
Yagah Santosha Arjavam
Shamodamastapah Samyam
Shamodamastapah Samyam
Titikshoparatih Shrutam
Titikshoparatih Shrutam
Jnanam Viraktiraishwaryam
Jnanam Viraktiraishwaryam
Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih
Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih
Svatantrayam Kaushalam Kantir
Svatantrayam Kaushalam Kantir
Dhairyam Mardavamevacha
Dhairyam Mardavamevacha
Satyam Saucham Dayakshantih
Satyam Saucham Dayakshantih
Yagah Santosha Arjavam
Yagah Santosha Arjavam
Shamodamastapah Samyam
Shamodamastapah Samyam
Titikshoparatih Shrutam
Titikshoparatih Shrutam
Jnanam Viraktiraishwaryam
Jnanam Viraktiraishwaryam
Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih
Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih
Svatantrayam Kaushalam Kantir
Svatantrayam Kaushalam Kantir
Dhairyam Mardavam Evacha
Dhairyam Mardavam Evacha
Satyam Saucham Dayakshanti
Satyam Saucham Dayakshanti
Jagah Santosha Arjavam
Jagah Santosha Arjavam
Samodamastapah Samyam
Samodamastapah Samyam
Dikshoparatih Srutam
Dikshoparatih Srutam
Jnanam Viraktiraishwaryam
Jnanam Viraktiraishwaryam
Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih
Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritih
Svatantryam Kaushalam Kantir
Svatantryam Kaushalam Kantir
Dhairyam Mardavam Evacha
Dhairyam Mardavam Evacha
Satyam
Saucham Dayakshanti Jagah Santosha Arjavam
Samodamastapah
Samyam
Titikshoparatih Srutam
ज्ञानम् ऐश्वर्यम् सौर्यम् तेजो बलम् स्वातन्त्र्यम् कौशलम् कान्ते सत्यं शौचं दया शान्ति त्याग संतोषाचरणम् ज्ञानं विरक्ति ऐश्वर्यम् शौर्यं तेजो बलं स्मृति स्वातन्त्र्यं कौशलं कान्ते धैर्यं मार्दवमेव च
माताजी
सत्यं शौचं दया शान्ति त्याग संतोषाचरणम् ज्ञानविरक्तिरैश्वर्यम् शौर्यं तेजो बलं स्मृति स्वातन्त्र्यं कौशलं कान्ते
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation: In Him reside 1. Truthfulness, 2. Cleanliness, 3. Intolerance of another's unhappiness, 4. The power to control anger, 5. Self-satisfaction, 6. Straightforwardness, 7. Steadiness of mind, 8. Control of the sense organs, 9. Responsibility, 10. Equality, 11. Tolerance, 12. Equanimity, 13. Faithfulness, 14. Knowledge, 15. Absence of sense enjoyment, 16. Leadership, 17. Chivalry, 18. Influence, 19. The power to make everything possible, 20. The discharge of proper duty, 21. Complete independence, 22. Dexterity, 23. Fullness of all beauty, 24. Serenity, 25. Kind-heartedness, 26. Ingenuity, 27. Gentility, 28. Magnanimity, 29. Determination, 30. Perfection in all knowledge, 31. Proper execution, 32. Possession of all objects of enjoyment, 33. Joyfulness, 34. Immovability, 35. Fidelity, 36. Fame, 37. Worship, 38. Pridelessness, 39. Being as the personality of Godhead, 40. Eternity and many other transcendental qualities which are eternally present and never to be separated from Him. That personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all goodness and beauty, Lord Sri Krishna, has now closed His transcendental pastimes in the face of the earth. In His absence, the age of Kali has spread its influence everywhere. So I am sorry to see this condition of existence. Purport: Even if it were possible to count the atoms after smashing the earth into powder, still it would not be possible to estimate the unfathomable transcendental qualities of the Lord. It is said that Lord Anantadeva has tried to expound the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord with His numberless tongues, and that for numberless years together it has been impossible to estimate the qualities of the Lord. The above statement of the qualities of the Lord is just to estimate His qualities as far as a human being is able to see Him. But even if it is so, the above qualities can be divided into many subheadings. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the third quality, intolerance of another's happiness, can be subdivided into two. One, protection of the surrendered souls, and two, well wishes for the devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord states that He wants every soul to surrender unto Him only, and He assures everyone that if one does so, He will give protection from the reactions of all sins. Unsurrendered souls are not devotees of the Lord, and thus there is no particular protection for everyone in general. For the devotees, He has all good wishes, and for those who are actually engaged in a loving transcendental service of the Lord, He gives particular attention. He gives direction to such pure devotees to help them discharge their responsibilities on the path back to Godhead. By equality, the Lord is equally kind to everyone, as the sun is equal in distributing its rays over everyone. Yet there are many who are unable to take advantage of the sun's rays. Similarly, the Lord says that surrendering unto Him is the guarantee for all protection from Him. But unfortunate persons are unable to accept this proposition, and therefore they suffer from all material miseries. So even though the Lord is equally well-wishing to everyone, the unfortunate living being, due to bad association only, is unable to accept His instructions in toto. And for this, the Lord is never to be blamed. He is called the well-wisher of the devotees only. He appears to be partial to His devotees, but factually the matter rests on the living being to accept or reject equal treatment by the Lord. The Lord never deviates from His word of honor. When He gives assurance for protection, the promise is executed in all circumstances. It is the duty of the pure devotee to be fixed in the discharge of the duty entrusted to him by the Lord, or the Lord's bona fide representative, the spiritual master. The rest is carried on by the Lord without a break. The responsibility of the Lord is also unique. The Lord has no responsibility because all His work is done by His different appointed energies. But still He accepts voluntary responsibilities in displaying different roles in His transcendental pastimes. As a boy, He was playing the part of a cowboy. As the son of Nanda Maharaj, He discharged responsibility perfectly. Similarly, when He was playing the part of a Kshatriya as the son of Maharaj Vasudeva, He displayed all the skill of a martially spirited Kshatriya. In almost all cases, the Kshatriya king has to secure a wife by fighting or kidnapping. This sort of behavior for a Kshatriya is praiseworthy in the sense that a Kshatriya must show his power of chivalry to his would-be wife so that the daughter of a Kshatriya can see the valor of her would-be husband. Even the personality of Godhead Sri Rama displayed such a spirit of chivalry during His marriage. He broke the strongest bow called Haradhanu and achieved the hand of Sita Devi, the mother of all opulence. The Kshatriya spirit is displayed during marriage festivals, and there is nothing wrong in such fighting. Lord Sri Krishna discharged the responsibility fully because although He has more than 16,000 wives, in each and every case He fought like a chivalric Kshatriya and thus secured a wife. To fight 16,000 times to secure 16,000 wives is certainly possible only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, He displayed full responsibility in every action of His different transcendental pastimes. The 14th quality, knowledge, can be further extended into 5 subheadings, namely 1. Intelligence, 2. Gratefulness, 3. Power of understanding the circumstantial environments of place, object and time, 4. Perfect knowledge for everything, and 5. Knowledge of the selves. Only fools are ungrateful to their benefactors. The Lord, however, does not require benefit from anyone besides Himself because He is full in Himself. Still he feels benefited by the unalloyed services of his devotees. The Lord feels grateful to his devotees for such unsophisticated, unconditional service and tries to reciprocate it by rendering service. Although the devotee also has no such desire in his heart, the transcendental service of the Lord is itself a transcendental benefit for the devotee, and therefore the devotee has nothing to expect from the Lord. On the assertion of the Vedic aphorism, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, we can understand that the Lord, by the omnipresent rays of His effulgence called Brahma Jyoti, is all-pervading inside and outside of everything, like the omnipresent material sky, and thus He is also omniscient. As far as the beauty of the Lord is concerned, He has some special features that distinguish Him from all other living beings. And over and above that, He has some special attractive, beautiful features by which He attracts the mind of even Radharani, the supermost beautiful creation of the Lord. He is known, therefore, as Madana Mohana, or one who attracts the mind of even Cupid. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu has scrutinizingly analyzed other transcendental qualities of the Lord and affirms that Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. He is omnipotent by His inconceivable energies, and therefore He is Yogeshwara, or the supreme master of all mystic powers. Being the Yogeshwara, His eternal form is spiritual, a combination of eternity, bliss and knowledge. The non-devotee class cannot understand the dynamic nature of His knowledge because they are satisfied to reach up to His eternal form of knowledge. All great souls aspire to be equal in knowledge with Him. This means that all other knowledge is ever insufficient, flexible and measurable, whereas the knowledge of the Lord is ever fixed and unfathomable. Srila Suta Goswami affirms in the Bhagavatam that although he was observed by the citizens of Dwaraka every day, they were ever increasingly anxious to see Him again and again. The living beings can appreciate the qualities of the Lord as the ultimate goal, but they cannot attain the status quo of such equality. This material world is a product of the Mahatattva, which is the state of the Lord's dreaming condition in His Yoga Nidra, mystic slumber in the causal ocean, and yet the whole creation appears to be a factual presentation of His creation. This means that the Lord's dreaming conditions are also factual manifestations. He can therefore bring everything under His transcendental control, and thus whenever and wherever He does appear, He does so in His fullness. The Lord, being all that is described above, maintains the affairs of the creation, and by His so doing He gives salvation even to His enemies who are killed by Him. He is attractive even to the topmost liberated soul, and thus He is worshipable even by Brahma and Shiva, the greatest of all demigods. Even in His incarnation of Purushavatara, He is the Lord of all creative energy. The creative material energy is working under His direction, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10. He is the controlled switch of the material energy, and to control the material energy in the innumerable universes, He is the root cause of innumerable incarnations in all the universes. There are more than 500,000 incarnations of Manu in only one universe, beside other incarnations in different universes. In the spiritual world, however, beyond the Mahatattva, there is no question of incarnations, but there are plenary expansions of the Lord in different Vaikunthas. The planets in the spiritual sky are at least three times the number of those within the innumerable universes in the Mahatattva. And all the Narayana forms of the Lord are but expansions of His Vasudeva feature, and thus He is Vasudeva, Narayana and Krishna simultaneously. He is Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva, all in one. His qualities therefore cannot be counted by anyone, however great one may be. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. నమో ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామనే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరవభక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నమోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయపతాక స్వామిని నామనే నమోచార్యపాదాయ కృపపదాయని గౌరగదామదాయ నగరగ్రామదాయని. Qualities of the Lord are being described here by Bhumi in the form of a cow. In answer to the questions asked by Dharma in the form of a bull. Bull, Dharma, who is now only on one leg, because all three legs are broken by Kali. And Bhumi, earth, both having a conversation. Dharma is asking, why are you sad? Bhumi is now replying, yes, I am sad because of Kali. Krishna, with all his wonderful qualities, he has wound up his pastimes and gone back. Krishne svadhamo pagate dharmajnana adibhi saha kalau nashtadrishamesha puranarko dhinoditaha. That Krishna along with Dharma and Jnana have gone back. Since then, Kali has taken over. And people are of such low class. And that amazing, wonderful qualities of Krishna which he exhibited when he was here on this planet, they are no more available for us to admire, to think about, to talk about. So, Kali's horrible qualities against Krishna's amazing qualities. So sad. Krishna has disappeared. Kali has taken over. Till now we heard Kali's qualities. What will happen to people in the association of Kali in Kali Yuga? It is directly opposite to the qualities of Krishna which he spreads and inspires in everybody in his presence. So Bhumi naturally is very sad. Anybody who has experienced Krishna, experienced Krishna's wonderful qualities, heard about this, will immediately understand what is the meaning of this. Kalyana guna, most auspicious qualities. Krishna's qualities, some of them are described here, and Prabhupada is saying they are so numerous that even Anantadeva is continuing with his hundreds and thousands of mouths glorifying the Lord, has not finished. Going on. We cannot hear it because we are in the material plane. But the Lord's qualities, if they are heard, his pastimes are heard, then we'll start developing great attachment and love for him. Such is the qualities of the Lord that is described here. So, Krishna, he invests a lot of this amazing devotional quality in his devotees. And because they are devotees of the Lord itself is the greatest of all quality. See, one thing that is not listed here as qualities of Krishna is that he is a devotee. Because Krishna cannot be a devotee. But in the devotee's qualities, you will see that he is listed as a devotee of the Supreme Lord. That's the first major quality. It's a major quality. And that quality of the person being a devotee of the Lord, because of having devotion for the Lord, he gets all qualities automatically. It's because of being a devotee of the Lord. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarveer gunais tatra samasate suraha. Because yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana, they are devotees of the Lord. Sarveer gunais tatra samasate sura. All the great qualities of the demigods, all of them are inside that devotee. harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. A person who is not a devotee, abhakta, what good quality can he have? Manorathe nasati dhavato bahi. He is simply a product of his mental journey. Manoratha is driving. Asati in the false material world. Dhavato bahi, running in the external. What good quality can he have? But in the material world, people are praised for their material qualities, achievements in the material world. You get anything from recognition in the lower level to Nobel Prize and beyond that for material achievements, material qualities. Only material qualities are highly recognized. Any devotional quality you have, everybody look down upon you. It's the opposite in this world. But in the world of devotees, they know how to appreciate a devotional quality. So that is what is their greatness. It's a different scale, different platform, different measurement. Measuring a devotee's qualities. You see. That is how Lord Chaitanya taught. He said, Sanatana Goswami's behavior and his quality was so wonderful. So humble he was, so perfect in following etiquette of a Vaishnava, that Lord Chaitanya himself glorified him so much. In Lord Chaitanya's dealings with his devotees, he always brings about the amazing qualities of his devotees. That was a very special pastime of the Lord to glorify his devotees who have such great qualities. Right? He would openly glorify them. It is mentioned that when he spoke the glories of Haridas Thakur, it looked like he had thousands of mouths. He was talking about Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Charitamrita described, so eager to speak about Haridas Thakur and his greatness. Because they were so great. The qualities of the Lord gets invested in the devotees. And the devotees in great devotion for the Lord, in great happiness, they exhibit those qualities even without any effort. Without any effort, the qualities are exhibited because of their love for Krishna. They don't have to work very hard to be humble, to control the anger, all these things because of material life. You know, to have these qualities, you have to work very hard. That's very artificial. The trick is, if you become a devotee of the Lord, naturally these qualities come. These qualities belong to a devotee very naturally. But in the material world, when they try to be very forgiving, very nice to people, very humble, they have to put a lot of effort. They have to go to special classes, personality development classes. How to look nice, how to at least look humble, how to at least have good manners. I don't call it etiquette. Good manners, so that people in the outside world say good things about you. You may be a rotten fellow inside, but if you go to personality development classes, outside you can be so good, people will like you. How to make people like you is the whole program. How to meet all the beef eaters, meat eaters, and all the womanizers and rascals like you. It's the whole program in the material world. How to get recognition from all these low-class fellows. But a devotee knows that these are not the people I want anything from. Because they are so low-class. I have to give my mercy to them to change them. So he is not expecting anything from anybody. Your great praise, your great this thing and all that, it's not really, he can accept it so that your devotional service can improve. Really speaking, he is not bothered. He is bothered about Krishna recognizing him as a devotee. As a devotee's 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 devotee, you recognize him. Tvat brithya brithya paricharaka brithya brithya brithasya brithya iti mam smaralokanatma janmanah falamidam madukaitavare.
My Lord, my life I will think is successful if you can see me as a devotee is a devotee is devotee is devotee. I'm very happy. I don't even want to call myself your devotee. I want to be a devotee's devotee is devotee is devotee. That is the qualification of a devotee, because you are very humble. See, when Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they approached Krishna and approached Lord Chaitanya, they were describing themselves. Introduction. When we ask somebody, can you introduce yourself? Say, my name is so-and-so. I work as CEO in this company. I am a member of this society. I am doing this thing. And I have so much bank balance. These are my children. And this is my BMW car. And these are all my assistants. And you know, right? You understand who I am. You better understand who I am. Everybody introduces themselves like as though they are God. But Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were so shy of introducing themselves. And they didn't speak anything about any material designation. They were both ministers, Nawab Hussain Shah, chief ministers, right hand. They are as good as the king. And they know so many things, right from Arabic to Persian to Sanskrit to this to that, shloka, whatever you want, scriptures, everything they know. So powerful, so rich, so highly respected, so scholarly. None of these things they spoke in their introduction to Lord Chaitanya. Matulyo nasti papatma na aparadi cha kaschana parihareti lajje me kim bruve purushottama. They are telling, there is nobody more sinful than us. Matulya nasti papatma. There is no papatma. Tulya means equal to us. Na aparadi, nobody who has committed so many offenses as. Parihare api lajje me. To think of telling you all these sinful activities and seeking your blessing, etc. I'm feeling so ashamed. Lajja. Kim bruve purushottama. What can I tell you, purushottama? How can I speak to you? I am so low class. This is their introduction. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, devotees. When Sanatana Goswami, he came to meet Lord Chaitanya. He came in the same route that Lord Chaitanya came, through the Jharikhanda forest, and came to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. Sanatana Goswami, you know, we have heard Haridas Thakur would never visit the Jagannath Puri temple because he is Muslim. Do you know that Sanatana Goswami also never visited the Jagannath Puri temple? Because he was thinking very low of himself. He's really thinking. He's born in a Brahmin family. You know, Gauda Saraswat Brahmin family. In a big heritage. But the feeling he has about himself is, everybody can take darshan of the Lord, but I am not fit to take darshan of the Lord. Why? I worked with the Nawab Hussain Shah. I born in a big family, but I have fallen down so much, I worked under the Muslim who eats the cow. So I am worse than Jagai and Madai. So, he did not visit, cannot visit. So along with Haridas Thakur he stayed. Another person who doesn't visit the temple, Muslim, low class. I'll stay with him. Not with the other people who are very high class. So I stay with him. And every day I see the Sudarshan Chakra on top of the temple and I'm happy. But Lord Chaitanya will come to see both of them every day. So Lord Chaitanya came like this once and he got sores on his body because he drank some water in the jungle from somewhere. That he got very bad sores, pus coming out everywhere. So he came to Haridas Thakur and Haridas Thakur welcomed him and they both were sitting and talking and Lord Chaitanya came. That time Haridas Thakur paid obeisance to Lord Chaitanya and then he introduced Sanatana Goswami is here, see. Oh, Sanatana. And he came and tried to embrace Sanatana Goswami. That time Sanatana Goswami said, don't touch me. He said, don't touch me, my Lord. Don't touch me. He said, I am very low class. I am from a very low class. I work for the Muslim family. I am very fallen. And not only that, see, it is reflected in my body. My body is full of sores. Because I am very low class. So Lord Chaitanya did not bother. He just embraced him. And all the pus and all the blood and all went on top of Lord Chaitanya's body. So this made Sanatana Goswami feel very bad. You know how Lord Chaitanya looks, golden colored, fair, big eyes, very long arms, Ajanu Lambita Bhujo, very beautiful looking. He went and embraced this full of body, full of sores. So Sanatana Goswami was thinking, I should not do this. You are very great, you are very, you know, high class, you are the Supreme Lord, why are you doing this to me? Feeling very bad. Actually, what he had thought on his way while coming, after he got the source, when he approached Puri, he thought, you see, Lord Chaitanya is staying very close to the main temple. And if I go to see him, then I'll have to go close to the temple. And if I go close to the temple, their pujaris are all moving around from their house to the temple, from the quarters, from here, everything, and my body will touch them. If my body touches them, my body is very contaminated, then I will commit offense against the Lord, Supreme Lord who is being worshipped. Pujari should never touch me. He was thinking like that. That's why he stayed in Haridas Thakur's place. And he didn't want to go near the temple. So, he was visited every day by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was given prasadam. Lord Chaitanya arranged Sanatana Goswami, give him my remnants, my plate to give him. All the Mahaprasad, everything he would get. Actually, he was very fortunate. He was thinking, I'm very fallen. But the more he was thinking he was fallen, Lord Chaitanya made sure that he come and saw him every day. Like this. In his mind, while coming, he thought, this body is very low class, useless. I'm a very low class person. I will give away this body. I'll commit suicide. During the Ratayatra time, I will, in the front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll touch his feet, I will fall under the wheel of Lord Jagannath and give up my body. He's thinking, I'll commit suicide. Because he's feeling so low and depressed about himself. Then Lord Chaitanya, he settled him down. He said, okay, you be with Haridas Thakur, both of you chant and discuss Krishna Katha, and every day he would send them prasadam. What a wonderful opportunity. God comes and sees you every day. God looks after you, gives you prasadam, place to stay, and tells you, think of me, chant about me only. Actually, he was extremely fortunate. But his humility was so great, that's what it attracted fortune for him. He thought like this. Then one day, Lord Chaitanya visiting every day, one day he told him, because he was repeatedly telling Haridas Thakur, every time he's coming and embracing me, my body is full of sores. Wait, I feel very bad that I'll be committing great offenses. I don't want to. So once Lord Chaitanya came there and told, my dear Sanatana Goswami, if it is possible to achieve love of Godhead by committing suicide, I am willing to give up 1,000 bodies, life after life, and commit suicide repeatedly as soon as I'm born. If it is possible to get love of God. Love of God is not achieved by simply making a sacrifice of your body. Love of God is got by developing devotional service, by rendering devotional service, and he explained how love of God is got. Then Sanatana Goswami knew that he knows about my desire to commit suicide. Very bad. How did he know about it? And he said, naturally, he is a Supreme Lord. He knows about it. Jagannath Paladev Shubhadramaiki. Naturally, he's the Supreme Lord, he knows about it. So he felt very ashamed that he has displeased Lord Chaitanya and you know this thing. So he went and fell at his feet and said, you are the Supreme Lord, you're omniscient, you know everything. And please forgive me. Please, I feel very bad about these things. Just that, no, this. So Lord Chaitanya, you know, told him, never mind about that, my dear Sanatana Goswami. I don't feel anything bad
about your, you know, body and all that. As a sannyasi, I don't see all these things. You know, for me to see you externally and say this body has got sores, his body is contaminated and all that is wrong. A devotee's body is always transcendental. Like this, he explained to him, because I'm a sannyasi, he said, I should not see this is auspicious, that is inauspicious. Everything is part and parcel of Krishna. For me, there's no difference between your body and anybody else's body. And you're a devotee. Your body is, and he explained about how a devotee, everything he does, his body is transcendental and all that. Then Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, I cannot accept that. Why? He said, because those are all external things, that you are a sannyasi and therefore this is auspicious, inauspicious and all that. I know for inauspicious, auspicious doesn't matter to you. These are very external things. Why are you speaking like this? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled a little bit and said, dear Haridas, now I'll tell you the truth. The truth is that I very much like both of you. I've got great affection for both of you. This is the truth. Whatever you do, even if your body is oozing with pus and blood, I cannot see it because of my affection for you. Just like a mother, he gives the example, just like a mother, if a child passes stool and urine on the lap, the stool and urine, very affectionately she will throw it out. In fact, she will even think the stool is so nice, like sandalwood, because it is coming from my son. Right? So she is not even feeling anything bad. This way, both of you are my, like my nice little boys. And I get great pleasure in embracing the body of Sanatana Goswami. I don't see all these things at all. It is because of my love for Sanatana Goswami. It is because of my love for both of you that I come here to see you every day. And by embracing Sanatana Goswami, it gives me great pleasure. In fact, Krishna has sent Sanatana Goswami here with sores on his body to test me. Because if I had hated Sanatana Goswami's body, thinking that it has got sores in his body, that means I am not a sannyasi. I am seeing materially. Therefore, I don't want to fall a trap to that. That is why I embrace Sanatana Goswami. So that I will pass the test Krishna has given me. Like that Lord Chaitanya telling. Haridas Thakur said, no, my Lord, I know now. You are the person who has made sores come on top of Sanatana Goswami's body. You introduced sores on his body from Jarikanda forest. You did these things so that you may glorify Sanatana Goswami, so that you may show this is your pastime, actually. Because Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya will eat Mahaprasadam in the big festival. And then, so you know, Sanatana Goswami will not come near the temple. So after he ate, he said, call Sanatana Goswami. While he is eating, he said, call Sanatana. So they rushed all the way to Haridas Thakur's house to bring Sanatana. So when he told Sanatana Goswami to come, you know what Sanatana Goswami did? I cannot go through the regular route in front of the temple. So he took the route on the beach. The beach was burning hot in the afternoon. Lunchtime. So hot sand. He walked on the beach. Sand. Why? Because if I go this side, the bodies of the pujaris will touch my body and will become contaminated. Never mind. And he was so ecstatic, Lord Chaitanya has called me. So he was running on the beach, walking fast, blisters on his leg, boils because of the hot sand. In spite of that, he came all the way walking to see Lord Chaitanya. And they told him, first you eat, Lord Chaitanya gave you Mahaprasadam, you eat. He ate, washed his hands and all that, and went and attended Lord Chaitanya. You called me? First question Lord Chaitanya asked, how did you come, Sanatana? He asked. Because he knows in his mind, he's thinking he should not walk like this. Then he said, I came on the beach side. How did he walk on the hot sand? It is so hot.
There must be blisters on your feet. Then he told, there are blisters, but I never felt the pain. I was so excited coming to see you. So Lord Chaitanya became very pleased to Sanatana Goswami, embraced him and said, my dear Sanatana, the quality of you preserving Vaishnava etiquette, Sadhura Bhushana, he said the decoration on the body of a Vaishnava is his Vaishnava etiquette. His quality of preserving, observing the Vaishnava etiquette, that is a great quality, and you are an epitome of this type of things. And he embraced Lord Sanatana Goswami very closely to his heart, because he was appreciating Sanatana Goswami for his qualities. Krishna is appreciating his devotee. What wonderful quality you have. Even though you are so hot in the sand, you will not give up the principle that you have obtained. You want to keep up. I will not touch these people because my body is contaminated. I should respect them. The Supreme Lord I should respect. I should not in any way break any of these principles and rules. Since I am low class, I shall not visit the temple and create disturbance socially. People will talk about it. In any way, I should not be a disturbance. I should always be an exemplary devotee of the Lord, so other people will look at me and follow Krishna. So thinking about that, Lord Chaitanya said, you are such an exemplary devotee. So he said, this maryada, respect, etiquette, you are preserving. You are really the guru of the whole universe. But still you are thinking like this about yourself. So he glorified Sanatana Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya embraced Sanatana Goswami. So again he embraced, again Lord Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami is feeling very bad. All the pus from him. Still he is thinking only what he thinks. He is not even thinking, Lord Chaitanya praised me, I must be great. Actually I must be great. Yeah, why am I thinking so bad? Don't have low self-esteem. Have high self-esteem. See, they are all thinking so high about you. Why are you thinking so low about yourself? Even the Supreme Personality of God is telling good things about you. You must be a mad fellow to think very low about yourself. No, Sanatana Goswami not at all affected by the praise given by Lord Chaitanya. He is still thinking, why is he embracing me? All this pus is touching his body. I am offensive. So he met Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit, he told, I am feeling very bad about this. I want to tell you about this. I want to tell somebody about what shall I do. Jagadananda Pandit said, the best thing for you to do is, after Ratayatra is over, go off to Vrindavan. And stay there and write your books and everything that you are supposed to do. So he said, oh, thank you very much. You have given very good advice to me. Very nice advice you have given me. I am very happy with you and all that. They parted. Next day Lord Chaitanya came again and then he told him, I have discussed a few things, I want to talk to you. I discussed with Jagadananda Pandit and he told me that I should go to Vrindavan. I think that is a very good suggestion. So Lord Chaitanya became very angry and said, who is that Jagadananda Pandit? He is just a small naughty boy. What does he know? Who is he to talk these things to you? You are the guru of the whole world. Jagadananda has got the right to instruct his own guru. What does he think he is? He's completely out of etiquette. And you are humbly taking his instruction. Because you are like that. You know very well he's junior to you. And you went taking instruction from him. But Jagadananda is fit to be your disciple. And how audacious that he is advising you. What type of etiquette is this? What does he know? He's just an immature boy. He just told like that. My dear Sanatana Goswami, stay with me here. Because I am telling you, I want you to stay here. I have expressed all sorts of things. I want you to be with me. So he said, whatever you say, my Lord, I am ready to do like that. In this way, Haridas Thakur, he knew that Lord Chaitanya is performing a pastime. So he knows very deeply. So he said, all this is your pastime. You are actually made all these things happen. And you did the same thing to Vasudeva Vipra also, you embraced him and gave him a stunning new body. So who knows the depth of your pastime, the depth of affection in your heart for your devotees? Nobody knows. We are simply fools. We are so happy that we have become recipient of your mercy. In this way, Lord Chaitanya became very pleased again and embraced Sanatana Goswami tightly. When he embraced him in front of Haridas Thakur, the source disappeared. The source just disappeared. His body became golden in color. So brilliant looking body. And then looking at this, he became astonished. And Haridas Thakur became even more astonished. Look at no source, nothing. Completely beautiful looking body. And then at this, Lord Chaitanya walked out and went out to his residence. Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur sat down and discussed about Lord Chaitanya, his great qualities, his pastimes, how amazing, how deep he is. Because Haridas Thakur has understood everything about Lord Chaitanya, he just happily left the place, giving them mercy. The quality of a devotee is very pleasing to the Lord. The devotee is always praising the Lord, his qualities and his pastimes. But automatically when he is becoming more and more and more of a devotee, the devotee is getting amazing qualities which he expresses. And he doesn't need to put any effort. Sanatana Goswami did not put any effort walking on the hot sand. He didn't feel it because of his devotion for Lord Chaitanya. Same way, as a person's devotion increases, automatically a devotee exhibits wonderful qualities. Yasya asti bhaktir bhagavati akanchana. Because he is in love with Krishna, everything else is subsidiary. The greatest quality is to be a devotee and have devotion. When devotion comes inside, then all qualities will automatically manifest. Like is mentioned here, you know, all these amazing qualities. So these are all wonderful things. Only a devotee can have the best quality. He can be the best gentleman. So we should see how our qualities are developing. That will develop according to our devotion to Krishna. A devotee will always remain mentally controlled, dependent on Krishna. And in this way, he will always pray to Krishna. And by him always praying to Krishna and being dependent on Krishna, automatically he becomes tolerant, patient. He becomes full of hope in Krishna consciousness. He is never morose. He is very enthusiastic. All these things because he is a lover of Krishna. He learns to love Krishna, render devotional service to him. So this is what Prabhupada wanted us to be. He wanted each one of the people in this world to have very high class qualities because of devotion to Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna, developing amazing qualities, that those qualities will attract everybody else to you. This way you can preach and give association to others. You see. So it's very important for us to understand why qualities of Krishna are described and what those, some of the qualities of Krishna the living being cannot have. But generally speaking, so many of these amazing qualities that Krishna has, you know, shown here, listed. He specifically came as a devotee to show devotional quality, and he appreciated those who have those qualities. Sanatana Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, all of them he appreciated very much. He glorified them for their qualities. Krishna himself glorifying his devotees' qualities. See. So today is Christmas. Jesus Christ, he had amazing quality. He was a Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord. Great compassion for people. He wanted to introduce God to everybody. He wanted all of them to become close to God. So he undertook all types of austerities to teach a certain class of people how to come close to God and be less materialistic. Whenever many times Prabhupada spoke about Jesus Christ, his eyes filled up and he said such a great devotee that he was willing to undergo so many horrible tortures for upholding faith in God. You see, he went through so many tests, but he never gave up dependence on God at any time. And that attracted many, many, many people to him. Faith in God. Of course, now religion, Christianity has become a little different because of so many other things. But still the core understanding that Krishna, God, sent his dear son, Jesus Christ, for redeeming fallen souls. That understanding is very deep, you know, to a great extent. So Prabhupada refers more than 600 to 800 times throughout his works, Jesus Christ comes. The word Jesus Christ in many places. Because Prabhupada respected him as a great Vaishnava, who tried to explain to everybody and made them God conscious, got them inside. Of course, after that, followers do so many crazy things. And now religion means some people have got an allergy as soon as you say religion. Followers of religion and institution, people don't like it. I saw a sticker I mentioned to you. Oh Lord, please, I pray to you to protect me from your followers. Because what Jesus Christ spoke is no more being followed. There's no more being followed. So fanatic sometimes. God and all is very far away. Institution, religion, all those things have, you know, progressed to a different way. Anyway, we pay our respects to all great personalities who try to respect, try to represent God and evinced those qualities and made people follow them, his teachings. See. Of course, the followers make quite some gymnastics with the teachings. Prakalaneha mahata yogo nashta parantapa. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita also, over a period of time, all the instructions I gave got screwed up and became nashta. So I am speaking again to you about it. Those instructions are eternal, but they become destroyed by these living beings called human beings. Right? So again Krishna comes and instructs the same instructions. So these are amazing qualities mentioned here, and devotees, they have these qualities automatically because of them having devotion to Krishna and serving Krishna. This is the way to achieve those qualities. First, develop our devotion to Krishna, become good devotees. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Without offenses, worship the deity of the Lord. Be very careful at dealings with devotees. Read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavat, and always remember that I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and humbly render any service that comes as an opportunity in front of you. For the Lord. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Nittai Gura Premanandi.